option for healthcare reform. But many Americans don't feel they know exactly what it is. Imagine you live in a city like, say, Cleveland. Right now, in most of the city, you can choose from only a few plans. With a public option, you'd be able to choose between these plans and the public option. That's it. It's that simple. If the public option costs too much or doesn't provide good service, you stay with your private plan. And the public plan would not be subsidized by the government or have the government set the rules for anyone. If they aren't the best, they lose. That's not very scary or complicated at all, is it? The public option works because it would have the scale and authority to negotiate lower prices from healthcare providers. This would push the private insurers to get the same deal. The public option has to be big and national to do that. So don't be fooled by the idea of so-called cooperatives. They'd be too small and scattered to have the scale and bargaining leverage of a public option, and would therefore be designed to fail. Not surprisingly, there are powerful groups with a huge self-interest in seeing this reform fail. They are drug companies, insurance companies, and political operatives who are more concerned about political fight than fixing a broken system. They're...
Americans don't really care which side of an issue you're on as long as you don't act like pussies. When Van Jones called the Republicans assholes, he was actually paying them a compliment. He was. He was talking about how they can get things done even when they're the minority, as opposed to the Democrats, who can't seem to get anything done even when they control both houses of Congress, the presidency, and Bruce Springsteen. You know, I love Obama's civility, his desire to work with his enemies. It's positively Christ-like. In college, he was probably the guy at the dorm parties who made sure the stoners shared their pot with the jock. But we don't need that guy now. We need an asshole. Yeah. Mr. President, there are some people who are never going to like you. That's why they voted for the old guy and Carrie's mom. To win them over. Stand up for the 70% of Americans who aren't crazy. Aren't crazy.
Furious George here. It's 10 o'clock Thursday night, 103.5 WCOM Radio. Hope you're enjoying what you're listening to there. I'm back here in the ground. Underground Beats. Guy named Coral. Good stuff. And we'll spin in some inspiring instrumental hip-hop stuff. And to do that, as we will continue to do here, Bill Maher, Standing Up, and others. I'm Furious George. Be back.
Decide to stay with a flawed system that everyone hates and costs you money. Look, it's the same old game. They want to scare you. And they have plenty of money and plenty of political partisans to do their dirty work. But they shouldn't be allowed to do this anymore. And you should have the right to choose a public insurance option if you want it. So what can you do right now? Make your voices heard. This is your last chance.
When are we going to actually show up in all this? You know, tomorrow Glenn Beck's army of zombie retirees are descending on Washington. It's the Million Moron March. Although they won't get a million, of course, because many will be confused and drive to Washington State. But they will make news, because people who take to the streets always do. They're at town hall meetings screaming at the congressman. We're on the couch screaming at the TV. You know, especially in this age of Twitters and blogs and Snuggies. It's a statement just to leave the house. But leave the house we must, because this is our last best shot for a long time to get the sort of serious health care reform that would make the United States the envy of several African nations.
People are frustrated. Tempers are short.
We've never had this degree of pessimism, of anger, of frustration.
People are being boorish. They're being rude. We're talking about anger management and impulse control issues.
There is still plenty of misery out there and mistrust and anger.
Hey, America. Welcome to the dark side. What took you so long? Yeah, anger feels great. But I know a thing or two about rage, and I can tell you, this is just an emotional fad. Like love in the 60s, greed in the 80s, or fellatio in the 90s. God, that was a great decade. Sure, some town halls have erupted. A congressman yelled at the president. A tennis player yelled at a line judge. And a rapper did whatever the hell this is. No, a scourge of anger has struck America's seventh most popular sport and 38th most prestigious award show. We're all doomed. This is almost as bad as Y2K. Now, we've already dealt with Joe Wilson. Let's take another look at Serena's famous offensive volley.
Hey, there, welcome to Red State Update. My name's Jack Bro.
And I'm Dunlap.
And I tell you what, Dunlap, I'm really getting into what it takes to be a conservative post-Obama. Yes, sir. Used to, all you had to do was sit there, and anytime Bush did something or did something, you'd sit there and go, hooray! But nowadays, no, it takes a lot more. Got to get out there. Yes, sir. Got to get involved. Hell, I even went to one of them healthcare town hall yell meetings. Yes, sir.
No, really? Did you yell?
Well, no, but let me tell you what I did. I stood in the back there, and I kept going. Can't hear you. Can't hear you. Yeah. Yeah, but of course, I can hear them.
Thank you. of Obama as Hitler?
No, but I did take my poster and bought it Frank and Sergeant Schultz. Yeah, so I'm working my way up to it, yeah.
Was they people with guns there?
Yeah, there was, but hell, they was all Ron Paul people. Good Lord Almighty, I tell you what, I knew them Ron Paul people was crazy, but hell, I didn't know they was armed.
Yeah, I bet you didn't call them crazy to their face.
Hell no, I sat there and let them talk about whatever the hell they wanted to. Freedom is freedom, man. Hell, I let them people alone, them.
Yeah, there's nothing like an AR-15 to drive home your talking points.
Yeah, I tell you that, man. It's a lot better than a damn blimp, yeah.
I gotta say, Jackie, I'm proud of you. Sounds like you're really adjusting well to this new post-Obama conservative movement.
Yeah, I tell you. But I'm a regular Glenn Beck, yes, sir, yeah.
Big to fail. It's too big to fail. It's too big to exist. It's time to break up these very, very large and potentially dangerous institutions. I could give you a lot better answer than I'm going to give you. Some of us fought very, very hard for a real investigation of how a handful of CEOs on Wall Street caused the most significant economic decline in the modern history of this country, in fact, since the Great Depression. That's what we demanded. Now, what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks is there is going to be the beginning of an investigation. How strong it will be remains to be seen, and I have my doubts. Bottom line here is the American people have a right to know exactly who it was whose greed and illegal behavior and irresponsibility caused this crisis. Who are they? Who is going to go to jail for the suffering that they've caused to the American people?
Thank you. Free country, and this balance between freedom and safety is one that we have to carefully balance. I have concerns about some of the language that is being used, because I saw this myself in the late 70s in San Francisco. This kind of rhetoric was very frightening, and it created a climate in which violence took place, and so I wish that we would all again curb our enthusiasm in some of the statements that are made, so understanding that some of the people, the ears that it is falling on, are not as balanced as the person making the statement might assume. But again, our country is great because people can say what they think and they believe. But I also think that they have to take responsibility for any incitement that they may cause.
Thank you all very much.
and it's still not enough MCs. It goes 3, 2, 1. MCA, Ad Rock, Mike D. That's how we get it done. Like, ladies and gents, attention. Lives in the house. We're Beastie Boys, we can turn it out. Perpetrators, we can point them out. So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Yo, I've been in the game since before you was born. I might still be MCing even after you're gone. Strange thought, I know, but my skills still grow. The 80s, the 90s, 2000s, and so on, until the crack is on, into the year 3000 and beyond. Stay up all night, and I MC, I'll never die. Cause death is the cause of the sleep.
Because I'm back with the bang boogie, oogie oogie. Strawberry letter 23 like Shuggie. Oh my God, just look at me. Grandpa been rapping since 83 on supersonic like JJ Mad. Crazy actors pulling out the bag. Don't forget the tartar sauce, yo, cause it's sad. All these crap rappers, they're rapping like
I
crabs.
Have carte blanche, the vagabond. Nas is the narcissist. My pockets are rotund, I'm no killer. But compared to you, I'm more realer. You ain't a shot to mobster or a drug dealer. A slug filler, you're not. Mafioso, so no, you ain't got the cutthroat in ya. Beginner, I ain't trying to hear your racket. You work for police, dog, you snitch your rat. You wear that jacket.
How many rappers just get this? Give me 8 bars and watch me bliss. This I start to reminisce, ooh, and I miss the real hip-hop with which I persist. Like rum and the Hitos, bullets and banditos, my balls and suits, jackets and truth, just doors. One for the history book, that's a Nas, what's the word, count it off on the hook. Let's go.
One, two, three.
Too many rappers and it's still not enough MCs.
It goes 3, 2, 1. MCA, Ad Rock, Mike D, that's how we get it done. Like, ladies and gents, attention. Nas in the house, we'll beat you boys, we can turn it out. Perpetrators, we can point them out. So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
My liver goes inside your brain to blow your face off. Rapper straight out the frame. The lyrics spin round like a hurricane twister. To get your hologram on the awful wolf blitzer. Too many rappers to shake a stick at. I ought to judge attacks. For every beat rap, I had to listen to. Cause we've been making stacks. Like stacks records. My squad, we got a pack that we never come unwrapped.
The only crab rappers and hackers and circuit vendors. Keep on splendor. Ah. Take the cake, I stole a mold. The golden microphone, well, that's mine to hold. And why all these writers all up in my crotch space? Sniffing, buffing, huffing. And me mugging with a blimpy bluffing. Back up off me, sucker, you ain't saying nothing.
I'm broader than Broadway, I was the project hallway. Dual tape recorder, lacing oratorios all day. I'm just getting started on this beat, this is foreplay. And when the song finish, I can sing along with it. By the way, I have a strong fetish for Christian Louboutin steppers. I hear Russian blondes the wettest. But anyway, y'all better pay homage to my fellas. And that's what's on my mind. And the rhyme, who's next up?
Mike T, the man of mystery. History in the making. And now we're drinking. Titles, awards, and accolades. Skew the competition as I sharpen my blades. We come together like peanut butter and sandwiches. Like in a paper, like Picasso and canvases. Rocket stadiums and shitty bars. Go back in time, send the facts from my car.
One, two, three.
Too many rappers and it's still not enough MCs.
It goes 3, 2, 1.
MCA, Ad Rock, Mike D. That's how we get it done. Like, ladies and gents, attention. Nas in the house. We'll beat you boys, we can turn it out. Perpetrators, we can point them out. So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
लेकिन सर एक ही पार्टी से काम नहीं चलेगा शादियां तो पार्टियां भी तो होनी चाहिए
ओह यस ऑफ कोर्स व्हाई नॉट कम ऑन लेट्स गो
हेलो बिग मैन हेलो बिग मैन Hello, big man. I'm
Of you.
Song
that you never heard before.
Ensure continuity when millions face an uncertain future. In these dark times, it can be hard to see a way out. While others look to Senate bills or UN accords for a solution to global warming, you demand peace of mind now. After many months of research and development, we are pleased to bring you Survivaball. The best engineers from America's biggest corporations have come together for this state-of-the-art solution to global warming. Each Survivaball contains all the tools you need to enjoy a safe and happy stay on our changing planet. Survivaball is a self-powered, self-cooling, self-heating, self-hydrating, total recycling, emergency life-sustaining device designed to protect you and your family from impending future calamities brought on by climate change. Survivaball protects from a myriad of climate-induced dangers. Ice age, hurricanes, rising sea levels, droughts, and many more. In a future that brings many potential problems, Survivaball is one simple solution within your reach, ensuring human continuity for generations to come. Survivaball. Don't sweat it.
celebrity, the U.S. Army's mascot, killed by a roadside bomb.
I know some people don't like you to talk about those things. I know that. Some people don't like you to mention certain things. Some people don't want you to say this. Some people don't want you to say that. Some people think if you mention some things, they might happen. Some people are really fucking stupid. Really stupid people you run into during the day. God damn, there's a lot of stupid bastards walking around. Pen and pencil with me. You wind up with 30 or 40 names by the end of the day. Look at it this way. Think of how stupid the average person is, and then realize half of them are stupider than that. And it doesn't take you very long to spot one of them, does it? Take you about 8 seconds. You'll be listening to some guy and say, this guy is fucking stupid. Then there are some people, they're not stupid. They're full of shit. That doesn't take very long to spot either, does it? Take you about the same amount of time. You'll be listening to some guy say, well, he's fairly intelligent. He's full of shit. They're fucking nuts! Dan Quayle is all three!
Stand up to the 70% of Americans who aren't crazy. We're not going to
and
win
you get that wife of his. Have you taken a good look at that?
There are some people who are never going to like you. That's why they voted for the old guy.
She looks like Prince Charles, for Christ's sake.
You're not going to win them over. Stand up for the 70% of Americans who aren't crazy.
It has to be the strange product yet to emerge from their business model.
Tomorrow, Glenn Beck's army of zombie retirees are just sending on Washington. It's the Million Moron March. Although they won't get a million, of course,
I think
because many will be confused.
I say they're out of work,
they might
play.
State.
We have thoughts, but thoughts are fluid, you know.
Many will be confused and drive to Washington State.
the people you run into during the day.
God damn, there's a lot of stupid bastards walking around.
Carry the pants.
Long to spot one of them, does it? Take you about 8 seconds. You'll be listening to some guy. You say, this guy is fucking stupid.
Right. I'd hate to see him try and get through steel magnolias.
Take you about the same amount of time.
While the president was speaking. And Democrats have done that in the past, but they backed off them. They waved their flimsy do-nothing bills in the air. And then, of course, there was Joe Wilson heckling the president of the United States, calling him a liar. Now, we've seen this kind of behavior from right-wing nutjobs at tea parties around the country at town hall meetings, but members of Congress?
also hear that the money is flooding.
You do know, folks, living in this country, you know that every time you're exposed to advertising, you realize once again that America's leading industry, America's most profitable business, is still the manufacture, packaging, distribution, and marketing of bullshit.
Tester and smoke scale, and a combustion efficiency calculator.
Screaming at the congressman. We're on the couch screaming at the TV. You know, especially in this age of Twitters and blogs and Snuggies, it's a statement just to leave the house. But leave the house we must, because this is our last best shot for a long time to get the sort of serious health care reform that would make the United States the envy of several African nations.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. It's late night, Thursday night at 103.5 LPFM Radio. Or maybe you're listening online, WCOMFM.org. I'm Furious. I do this every show, every Thursday. It's the Furious George Experience. We delve into different styles of hip-hop, instrumental stuff, electronica, experimental. And try and weave in there some current, timely information or sounds or things that will hopefully get you off the couch when you need to join us in the streets. But right now, I mean, at this particular moment, unless you're hearing it podcast some other time. I can't even say that. Always be on your feet. I swear, Popo just drove by while I was saying that. This is WCOM Radio. We're down here in the heart of Carrboro. We've been broadcasting here for, well, Furious has been broadcasting here since we started, I guess, since 2003. I've been doing radio since 1998 for different micro-powered radio stations, namely Free Radio Asheville, which is now kind of morphed into other stuff, including other low-power FM stuff in Asheville, including WPVM and the new AshevilleFM.org. I played a lot of new stuff tonight, including some local stuff from Social Memory Complex. Boys called, the song's called Idiot Box. We also had some new Beastie Boys from their unreleased album Hot Sauce Committee. The song was called Too Many MCs, Too Many Rappers. Then in the background we have some crazy Music for Martians, it's called, and we've played a lot of Flying Lotus, Jay Dilla, some new stuff from a guy named Coral, Edit, Mochi Pet, on and on. If you want to learn more about what we've been listening to, go to furiousg.blogspot. And you'll learn some more about it anyway. Get started there. There's a lot of good music out there in the world, so I just try and bring what I've found recently and share it. But you're always welcome to call me here or email furiousgeorge@unc.edu or the Furious G Show, Furious George Show, Gmail. But more importantly, go to FuriousG.blogspot.com for all of the Furious stuff, where we are also broadcasting not just here at Carrboro Radio, but also on the left coast, over there in Santa Cruz. Good places, Freak Radio. Stick around for more music, instrumental, hip hop for a little while. We'll see where we go with that. But, thanks for listening to Micropowered Radio. I'm Furious. I'll be back.